Finally, this hour, some of your comments on yesterday's program. Our new series, 50 Great Voices, sparked debate at NPR.org about what great means.
Yesterday's voice was that of Iggy Pop. We said he proved a voice could be a weapon.
I'm a streetwalking cheater with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb.
Iggy Pop's voice took Demis Vasilescu of Chicago back to his youth. Well, not back so far. He's not that old.
He writes, I'm 25 and first listened to him when I was 20. To me, Iggy Pop is musical nihilism, combining childish mischief with adult ennui and teenage contempt. Hearing his music, it's like his voice slouches down, yawns, and puts its arm around you.
Oh, give me a break. That was the response from Mike Witsit of Spring, Texas. He posted this comment at our website. Iggy Pop is one of the 50 greatest voices. I can hardly wait for the other 49.
We should note the series is officially 50 Great Voices, not 50 Greatest Voices.
Well, Witsit continues his critique. Iggy Pop never used his voice as a weapon. He used his stage antics, his pose as a provocateur to crowd, and his outrageous and public substance abuse to get attention.
Well, beyond your assessments of Iggy Pop's greatness or lack thereof, we also received a lot of comments like this one from Kim Weiss of Boynton Beach, Florida. She writes, I found it ironic that you aired almost no singing of his. Lots of talking, a few background shouts here and there. But if you're touting a great voice, wouldn't you want your audience to hear it?
All right, you asked for it, you got it. We'll let Iggy Pop's voice carry us out of this segment. Thanks for your emails and your comments posted at our website, NPR.org.
Well, maybe go out, maybe stay at home, or maybe call mom on the telephone. Well, come on, well, come on, well, come on, well, come on, well, come on.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.